So this morning we've got a really good story. We've got a really good miracle that is such an amazing miracle to talk about that Jesus did in the Bible. Now this morning, who had some popcorn this morning? Should we come and sit over here? Who had popcorn this morning? Do you want to come and sit on the blanket? So, Alfie, can you remember what the popcorn looked like, first of all, before we popped it? It looked like a seed. Did it look like this? So we had a tiny little popcorn. Do you remember doing this at home, us older ones, in the saucepan, shaking the saucepan with butter and sugar? And then what did we do? Alfie, what did we do then?
We put it in the popcorn machine, then it started popping.
We put it in the popcorn machine, and it started popping, and then we got some really good, healthy, non-sugary, non-buttery popcorn, didn't we? And we had a good time eating it. Well, there's a story, as I say in the Bible, it's actually a miracle that Jesus did. And it's all about taking something really small and making something really big out of it. Now, where's my lunch bag? Simon, have I got my... Oh, I've given it away already. So I'm going to ask you what you think our story is about this morning. Okay, so here's my lunchbox. And it's not a very particularly nice lunch at the moment, but I've got... What have I got? I've got sandwiches. I've got tuna sandwiches. Not quite made up yet, but I've got tuna sandwiches. So, I don't know, can you get my tin of tuna out for me, Jemima? Is that possible? So, tuna sandwiches this morning. Something small into something big. What's the story? Anyone, hands up. What's the story?
I don't know.
Something to do with tuna or fish and bread. Anyone got any ideas? What our story? Yeah, Jemima.
Feeding the 5,000.
Yeah, big hand of applause for Jemima. Feeding of the 5,000. So who knows the story of the feeding of the 5,000? Okay, so I'm going to ask Erin for a quick little bit about the story of the feeding of the 5,000. What can you remember? Okay, don't worry. Jemima, what can you remember?
I can remember that Jesus and disciples gave out some bread to the people that didn't have any food.
So he gave out some bread and fish. Can you remember who had the bread and the fish? Who had the tuna sandwiches? Yeah, Erin.
The man who came with his dad.
Yeah, so the boy who came to listen to Jesus, he had been, or his mum perhaps, or even him, had been really prepared and packed him a lunch, hadn't they? So what happened is we had this little boy. The crowd were really hungry. Jesus felt, yeah, we want to feed them, but they didn't have any food. And so this little boy bought his lunch. He bought his sandwiches and his fish. And Jesus prayed for it. And we know what happened. This amazing thing happened, that Jesus used that lunch. And everyone was fed, 5,000 plus people, which is a lot of people, isn't it? Fed from just one lunch. What an amazing miracle. But I was thinking about this miracle, and I was thinking, what do you think the little boy thought? What do you think the boy thought when they heard Jesus say, "Has anyone got any lunch?" And I wondered what he might be thinking. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly, but I've got a kind of idea. And Esther is going to pretend to be the boy. And these are some of the things he might have been thinking when he was hearing Jesus ask for lunch.
It's been so amazing listening to Jesus talk and tell stories. I can't believe how quickly the time has gone. It's been ages since breakfast, and I have to say that I'm hungry. It's lunchtime, and time for Mum's amazing tuna sandwiches. But I can't see anyone else with food. Nobody seems to have brought any lunch. What's the matter with everyone? Always be prepared. That's my motto. Now I can hear Jesus telling his friends to ask if anyone has any food to share. Well, I have my tuna sandwiches, but that's just enough for me. Maybe a stretch, I could share it with someone else, but it's so not enough. In fact, if I take it up to the front of the crowd, everyone will just laugh at me and I'll look silly. Also, it's my lunch, and if I give it away, I'm going to be hungry. But Jesus is asking, and although it's not much, I can give him what I have. And it seems so small, but oh, just do it, Esther. Okay, I'm going to give my lunch to Jesus.
So we know. Thank you, Esther. So Esther, or the boy in the Bible, gave his lunch to Jesus, and then we know what Jesus did with it. And I think that's such an amazing miracle because, you know, Jesus knew that his Father in heaven, God, was the God who created everything. He created the whole earth. He created the fish in the sea. So he could have made lunch for everyone out of nothing. But he chose to use other people. He chose to use the boy and he chose to use his friends, the disciples, to help him because he wanted them to share in it too. And I think that's such an amazing thing. When I think about that story, I think about sometimes all the things that God gives us that we can share. And sometimes it can feel like it's something so small. Maybe it's that we're really good at making friends with people. Maybe it's that we're really good at making cakes or we just like serving people. Maybe it's really good that we've got a real skill for mending things or for painting things or for just helping people. And sometimes we can think, but that's nothing. That's just too small. But actually, God wants us to give the small things that we have to him. He wants us to be available to him. And then he can make something massive out of it. He can just bless it. And it can do more than we can ever imagine. And that's what he asks us to do. He wants us to join in the adventure with him. He wants us to be part of the miracle of showing love to Jesus. Now, who likes maths? Who likes sums? Where's all the accountants in the room? Nathan likes maths. You like maths. I don't like maths. I'm not very good at maths. Maths was not my subject. The first time I took maths in an exam, I got an upside down N. That's how bad it was. But do you know, I love God's maths because God's maths is amazing. So, two loaves, two fishes, sorry, five loaves, is that right?
Yeah.
Equals enough food for 5,000 plus people. Because God,
if you rip it all up.
And not only that, the boy might have been worried, like we heard Esther say, is there going to be enough for me? And sometimes when we've got our gifts and things that we want to give to God, and even our time, we can think, oh yeah, but if I give that, it's just going to make it harder for me. What's going to happen? But not only did the little boy give his lunch, but it says there were 12 basketfuls left over. So I think that he probably got enough food than he'd even taken in the first place to fill his tummy. So when we give to God, not only does he give back to us, but he gives back to us huge amounts more. And that's an amazing thing that he asks us to do. So when we give the little things that we have to God, he can wonderfully bless it and use it. And it gives us, and it's just such an adventure to be on with him. Brilliant. Thank you for my helpers. Thank you so much this morning.
You guys are brilliant. Well done.